Democrats nationwide are rejecting President Trump's seizure of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. From our news partner WITF, Jackson White reports Governor Josh Shapiro shares the critique.
Shapiro says Trump is setting a bad precedent for the United States' enemies.
It sounds like a massive nation-building project with basically no plan for what comes next, other than him stealing Venezuela's oil to enrich his friends.
Shapiro's comments came while calling into KDKA radio show in Pittsburgh. Venezuela is home to about 17% of the world's oil reserves. Shapiro says he agrees with Trump that Maduro has caused problems in the region. Those include allegations that Maduro's latest re-election was fraudulent, that Maduro is involved in drug trafficking, and that Maduro is working with U.S. adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. Shapiro faces re-election this year, and he is widely seen as a potential White House contender in 2028. I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
City officials elected in 2025's off-year election took their oath of office at the Kimball Center this morning. After serving as interim city controller, Christy Brady is now in her first official four-year term in the office. She spoke about the work ahead.
In my next term, I will be expanding my oversight of the mayor's housing program to ensure every dollar borrowed is used as intended and is properly accounted for. And with our waterfront and ports being one of our strongest economic assets, we will be focusing on efforts to ensure they can deliver the greatest financial impact for Philadelphia.
Meanwhile, DA Larry Krasner said he would explain his third-term agenda later this month and then launched into a rant about the problems coming out of Washington. And finally, sports. The Eagles are back in the playoffs and will look to emerge as repeat Super Bowl champs in 2026. The Birds play the San Francisco 49ers in the wild card round on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Kickoff is 4:30, and the game will be broadcast on Fox.